If you had more than one of those, you would say there are a whole bunch of what flying around the light.
Yeah, counts.
Or you'd say more than one moth makes how many? Makes a whole bunch of
lights. I don't know.
Okay. What flies around with a light in its tail at night? What's the long, thin-bodied insect with a hard little beak and two pairs of shiny wings? It hovers around damp places and eats mosquitoes. Some people say it's a sign of snakes nearby.
Horse doctor. That's what they call it when I was a kid. Horse doctor. That's what we used to call it now.
Call it a snake doctor, maybe?
Snake doctor. That's what it is. That
or maybe you call it a dragonfly?
Dragonfly. But we always call it snake doctors. That's what we get.
What kinds of stinging insects do you know?
Oh, I know them all. Hornets, jelly jackets, bees. I'm coming in contact with all that except hornets and all most of that.
What's the kind that will build a nest made out of mud?
That's a dirt dog. And wasp is a metal.
What's the kind that flies around at night and bites people? Sometimes they carry malaria.
Mosquito.
And then there's a small little insect that can burrow in your skin and raise webs.
Red bug. Chicken.
You get a lot of red bugs.
And that's the answer. What's the kind of insect? Sometimes they're green, sometimes they're brown, and they hop along in summertime.
Get a grasshopper. Is that right?
Have you ever heard people call them a hopper grass?
Grass.
What's a small fish that's used for bait?
Melon.
Do you call anything else?
Shine. Is that right?
That's one other word for it. There's another animal that will build its nest across the corner of the room. And it's long and stringy and sort of silky. What's that kind of thing that he builds up there? And you take a broom and brush it down.
Spider. Is that right? Are
there any other names you might have for one? Maybe outside? Would you distinguish between inside ones and outside ones?
Well, all the way that spider, he's a builds a nest in the silk.
Would you speak of a cob?
Cobweb.
What's the part of a tree that's underneath the ground? All the
roots.
Did you ever gather any special types of these to use or for sale? You know, people who might have done that?
Yeah. Getting people to sell some of them.
Maybe for medicinal purposes.
Squall vine? I never heard of that before.
Sang?
Huh?
Sang?
Sinsang. Now that's the bear. That's what the Chinese, you know, grind up and make them more potent. And that's where this way can go.
Did those things do much good?
I don't know.
Do you know?
In other words, lots of my medicine, so I remember reading once about Clark Davis drug company. Enormous amount of money that they call star root. In other words, it just have it called with some of those other things.
One called Korsh?
Never heard of that one.